In this week's Nutrition and Life episode, I speak with Dr. Laurel Mellon, founder of Emotional Brain Training and a 2x New York Times bestselling author. Her new book, 123 Joy, Easy Natural Weight Loss That is Scientific, Proven, Drug-Free, and Fun, is part of today's conversation. Dr. Mellon has written 10 books and specializes in neuroplasticity, stress resilience, health psychology, nutrition, obesity, and emotional evolution. I'm excited for you to listen to my conversation with Dr. Mellon, and please, if you enjoy the show, subscribe and give us a rating or take a screenshot and share the episode on your social media. Thank you so much. Now on to my conversation with Dr. Laurel Mellon. Hello and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host. And today I have the absolute pleasure of speaking with Dr. Laurel Mellon. She is the founder of Emotional Brain Training, the author of 123 Joy, Easy Natural Weight Loss That is Scientific Proven, Drug-Free, and Fun. She has written 10 books and specializes in neuroplasticity, stress resilience, health psychology, nutrition, obesity, and emotional evolution. Welcome to the show, Laurel.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm very happy to talk to you today. And I mean, that was a lot of titles and a lot of nomenclature. And I would love for you to just introduce yourself, your background when it comes to how you got to where you are today.
Oh my gosh, a long, long story. Well, as a very young woman, I was lucky enough to be taking a job at the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine, where I could study obesity. And I wanted to go to the root cause. I was a nutritionist. And it wasn't until later that I became a health psychologist because I appreciated knowing what to eat was not going to really solve the problem. And it's just been a long journey starting like I said, as a nutritionist and moving through UCSF and becoming on the faculty for some 40 years, I'm retired now. And with my colleagues there, we tried to go to what's going on in the brain that makes us crave foods. Why can't we be sensible about food? Because I had my own problems. I started overeating when I was about 11 or 12. I was depressed. You know, my body wasn't developing like other people's bodies. And my father had diabetes, so I was very interested in nutrition and health promotion. And that's how I got into it. But I soon began to experience my own problems and started realizing that we had to go deeper than just knowing what to eat in order to give people freedom.
That's a wonderful introduction and a wonderful why as to why you do what you do. And the title of your training, Emotional Brain Training, really, really piqued my interest because you are so right. And from working with hundreds of people, I myself know that it's not as easy as, oh, here's a meal plan or, you know, you should eat more vegetables and then people go off and do it. I wish it was that easy. Most of us know what hypothetically we should be eating, what is good for our body, but then following through with things is very different, or sometimes we beat ourselves up why we crave certain things. So I would love to hear how you started creating emotional brain training and of course also giving us a definition of what that actually is.
Hey, well, emotional brain training sounds like it's something weird going on in your brain, but it's actually the emotional brain contains one organ, which is called the hypothalamus, and then another, which is the reward center, the nucleus accumbens, and another, which is the amygdala. And those three structures control our eating and weight. And to make it a little simpler, only one of them really controls it, which is the amygdala. And in the amygdala, in the unconscious mind, there are stuffed in there all of our experiences into circuits. And right now you and I are talking and we're really clear that we're just really conscious and we're talking to each other, but it's actually not biologically true. What's happening is each of us is activating one of those circuits from our amygdala that tell us how to feel, what to think, what to do, and drive us biochemically to repeat old patterns. Now, right now I'm trying to speak and you're trying to listen and we're doing, this is all skills-based, right? And so, but it's a repeat of what we did before. So eating is no different. It's a circuit in the brain that tells us what to do and then compels us to do the same old thing because it drives us with eight chemicals, in this case, causing us to overeat. So essentially what EBT says is, well, you can't control those circuits by thinking or mindfulness or awareness or analysis because the thinking brain is offline when we're stressed and overeating. And so we have to use emotions. So EBT is a real simple skill set. that you learn with other people because it's the emotional brain and the emotional brain is social. You get into a group, five other people and an EBT coach, and you learn how to rewire your food circuit with emotions. And when you rewire that food circuit that's driving you to overeat, you will stop overeating. But it's not completely done, because typically there's another circuit in your brain that tells you to get anxious, or that you want to go numb, or that you want to shame yourself. There's some emotional circuit. So there's, everyone has a food circuit that drives them, a mood circuit. Most people find relationships very challenging. And in stress, they either give too much or put up too many walls. And what that does is it creates a chemical change so that you don't get the oxytocin you need to stop overeating. So there's usually a love circuit, you know, that tendency, just when you're stressed, to go in one direction or another, rewire that tendency. And last, and perhaps the most important, even more important than the food circuit, is the body circuit. And what the body circuit does is, most of us in stress have had an experience where we started judging our bodies. And that is very, very dangerous. Anytime you want to lose weight, all judgments stop. You say, you know what? I had these circuits in my brain that made me do it. I can't blame myself. And then you rewire those judgments. And then also, some people have a body circuit where they gain weight and all of a sudden they feel safer. Maybe it's because they don't want sexual advances. Maybe because it just gives them a sort of a buffer so people can't get too close. These are very normal things that happen to people. They don't even, I've had a few body circuits myself. So this is not pathologic. It's not psychological. It's just biological. We have a few of these circuits. And so they rewire those four. Once they rewire those four, what happens is they do something really amazing, which they never could imagine doing before they rewired those circuits. Because again, these are biochemically driven, like a fight or flight response. And what that is, what they're doing is essentially they have what I call the joy of releasing extra weight. Now, I want you to stay for just for a second with this, because when I would wake up on Monday morning and say, I gained more weight, I did terrible on the weekend, I've got to lose weight, it was not out of self-love. And it was also going against my grain. I said, it's so hard. It's so hard. I'm going to try so hard. Well, frankly, the reason it's hard is because you have circuits in your brain that are biochemically driving you to do it. You turn off those circuits, you turn off the biochemicals, and then something really beautiful happens, which is you want to release weight from self-love. And the reason you feel so much love is because you have endorphins and dopamine naturally that are going. So you feel good without the food. And you don't even mind being a little hungry now and then, because the chemicals are so beneficial and feel so good. And I don't believe in losing weight until that joy of weight loss kicks in. And when it does, it's just simply not that hard.
Wow, wonderful. I'm blown away by your explanation of all these circuits, and that makes so much sense on so many levels. Nonetheless, it does still sound very complex. It makes sense though in the aspect of rewiring our brain. And you mentioned that with EBT, so emotional brain training, ideally we go into groups and we have a coach or a mentor in that as well. But I'm curious, for our listeners out there, are there some strategies or some aspects of EBT that one can practice or employ themselves just at home, or even just from reading some of your work, without having to be part of a group like that?
Absolutely. The book 1-2-3 Joy is really both a scientific and practical summary of how to lose weight without taking drugs and keep it off. However, really what we're talking about here is something that is proven. In other words, EBT is the only method other than weight loss surgery that has shown lasting weight loss after treatment ends. Mm-hmm. So we are rewiring the unconscious mind. And if you know, because the unconscious mind, the survival brain, causes these biochemical charges, you have to take weight loss very seriously. In other words, if you don't change those drives, you can. I have people who are 78, 88, and they still have that battle going. And so it's, I will give a few ideas that will really help warm you up for EBT. And so here they are. The first thing is, you wake up in the morning and you say to yourself, you know, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to be good on my diet. And the first thing you say is, I am more important than my food. And my food isn't going to change without really cutting into me and making me feel bad about myself and make me feel resentful unless I get to a certain state of mind. And that state of mind we call brain state one, which is also the state where you feel joy. Now, it's not happiness. You can be happy from eating ice cream, but joy is the flow state. You're of purpose. So when you wake up in the morning and you catch yourself saying, I'm going to be good on my food today, remember, the reason we eat the way we do is because we have circuits in our brain that activate chemicals that are fight or flight chemicals that make it virtually impossible not to repeat the same behavior. And so trying, and even with weight loss drugs, we've seen now that people can turn off those drives to overeat. It's not optimally healthy to be on a weight loss drug, and it's expensive. But the fact is, we know that traditional dieting is no longer medically advised. The reason it's no longer medically advised is there's many studies, and all of this is evidence-based, that within 1 year, no matter what diet you go on, even a high protein, and I agree with high protein, I mean, there's evidence for it, but you'll be back where you started from. And so if you're back where you started from and then you start over again, that's called self-abuse or self-neglect. So we know that you want to turn off those chemicals that are driving you so you can have peace inside and lasting weight loss. So wake up in the morning and say, what am I doing with my day? And you catch yourself saying, I'm going to be good on my diet or my food plan. You say, I'm going to be at brain state one, where I am going to process my emotions with my EBT app or do it any way you can. And I'm going to be at that golden state of brain state one, where I simply look at the food and think, I don't really need that. So again, change your chemicals by being in that joy state any way you can. EBT is a really quick and easy way to do it. But if you can find another way, definitely do it. You have to process your emotions, anxiety, depression, all that normally comes up. And so number one, I am creating joy in my life. And the second thing is that to really do a brain map, in EBT, we have a brain map where you essentially map out what are the circuits that are causing your brain now you to overeat. Now, they're not endless circuits. There really are only four. Okay. And so you want to say to yourself, I'm not going to judge myself for overeating. Overeating is caused by a circuit. I have had a long history with eating and weight problems. And I know that, you know, the fact is, if I blame myself, that creates more stress, and stress is the underlying cause. So I'm going to say, I have freedom. I'm never going to judge myself again. And what I'm going to do is get to brain state one and rewire some of these circuits. But even if I never rewire them, stop all judgment. It's not your fault. What's caused in all this is stress. And if you don't rewire the stress, it's going to be an uphill battle. So no judgments, just freedom. Go ahead, gain weight or eat what you want, but don't judge yourself for your eating or your weight.
Some wonderful insights here. And I think at first, it might sound a little bit abstract to people just hearing, oh, no matter what diet I'm going to go on, I'm going to be back to square one after a while if I don't address these underlying circuits. But I think what I'm really hearing is that any kind of weight loss attempt is fruitless if we don't address underlying issues, if we don't address the emotionality with it. And I would say that's certainly something I have seen in my nutrition clients as well, that because of course many of them are very successful, but they kind of develop a new identity in the whole process. It's not like they're just simply saying, I'm going to lose weight, and afterwards when I get to this weight, target weight, I'm going to simply eat like I'm doing now. I'm going to go back to my current habits. They literally know I am going to change my identity. I'm leaving behind the person that I was, and I'm learning many, many strategies that help me along the way to keep that weight off. For instance, I'm becoming the person that loves exercising. I'm becoming the person who chooses the fresh salad, etc., because it makes me feel good, instead of saying, I have to eat that, I can't eat this and that. So that's kind of my first takeaway from part of what you said. Am I hearing that correctly as well?
Absolutely. There's two things that can happen. EBT is just a way of fast forwarding human development. So we can soothe and comfort ourselves and love ourselves from inside. and we take away those strong, you know, I had really strong cravings. I would bake cookies on a Friday night and eat them all. And I made a rule with myself that I, at the time, people didn't want to have fat. So instead of eating chocolate chip cookies, I made meringue cookies that were pure sugar because they were, I mean, all of this stuff that's a waste of time. But until developmentally and biologically, this is not psychological, it's chemical. You get to that point of connection, one of two things will happen. For example, the people that lose weight and keep it off, some of them just do EBT their own way. They essentially evolve into a person that connects deeply with themselves. They clear away a lot of the emotional clutter from past trauma that they've had, or they do it through psychotherapy, but that's very slow, you know. But other people do something else, which is they change their behavior so their weight is improved, but they still have the circuits. And what the circuits do, if you're no longer giving it food, it goes to overspending. It goes to love addiction. You know, it goes to drinking. And so what's happening is if you push one of these symptoms down without changing your brain, so you're lovingly connecting with yourself, then what happens is you just have another symptom. And some of them are really socially acceptable, like overworking or even over-exercising, but they're still not health promoting when you do something in excess. For me, when I first was changing my food and I would stop overeating, I really stop overeating, I started overspending. I mean, I started buying clothes, not all the time, just I'd work hard and then I'd go and spend, and I'd work hard and go and spend. So essentially, you know, you got to go to the root cause, and this EBT is a way to do that.
That's how I love that you added that, because I do think many of our listeners and also myself, I see myself in that a little bit in the way of training. I love training, and it is very socially acceptable to just be like, oh, I'm going to exercise every single day. And for me, it's actually harder to pull back and to say, I'm taking my one or two rest days per weekend. Many of our clients, they're the same. They love the feeling that they get from working out. And so that, though, goes back to what you said about stress, overstressing, because of course, overtraining is a form of just having another stressor in our lives. And while a certain amount of stress is certainly good for us, I'm sure you agree with that. Otherwise, there would be no productivity or nothing in this world created. But just generally speaking, most people are most certainly overstressed. And again, this is something that I certainly see in clients also. The ones that have high stress lives and very little sleep, for instance, they're the ones that tend to struggle the most with self-acceptance, but also with nutrition in general.
Exactly, because nutrition is something everyone has to deal with, and it's not black and white. You know, it's not if you just go to diet or then you overeat and back and forth. What we look at EBT is that essentially, as people come in the first few weeks, all you do is learn how to process your emotions so you can get to joy and turn off those excesses in about a minute or two. It's on our app. Can't use the app without people, because when you do it with people, it goes much deeper and people stay with it because it's so much fun. It's just by telephone. And then you rewire the four circuits. And after that, you just raise up your set point. And the goal is to have freedom. In other words, the stress level of your brain, we want to be at optimal physiology so that you don't have any other substitute excesses and you have freedom. And what I mean by freedom is this. When I look at food, I eat whatever I want to eat. But what I want to eat, because I'm in a state of connection that is in the brain, I don't have those stress chemicals going, is typically, I mean, I eat about the same thing every day. You know, I've got my eggs for breakfast, or the grainy toast a little bit with the coffee, with the protein powder. And then I've got chicken for lunch with a little yogurt. And I have snack in the afternoon. I have dinner. So I eat, but if I want ice cream, I have it. But this is the difference. Because truly, nutrition is important. If you go out and eat a lot of high sugar foods, what's going to happen is you change your biochemistry in a way that creates more drive to overeat. But with freedom, it means I can go and have some pizza, and I have a piece of pizza, and it doesn't trigger a binge. Okay, I look at every single night. If I want ice cream, I will have it because I am more important than my food. And I don't have any of those circuits that create those chemical drives that take me out of control. So it's really about wanting to be in joy and wanting to have control of your own brain.
I love that. And I love that joy is like truly at the forefront of what you're saying. That is also part of my mission to show people and tell people that food can be something that adds quality to their life and not something that adds grief or frustration about their body and something that just constantly causing them a bit of a headache. I think the important part that you mentioned too is connection here, because oftentimes the quote unquote unhealthy food behaviors we engage in, they tend to occur at night when we're alone, when no one's watching, and we're eating that whole entire pint or that whatever 20th cookie. And it's not so much about we're at the fair with our family, we're having a funnel cake, or we're having that ice cream or whatever it is. That's food that creates memories and where we're connected and where we're in the moment as well, where we're present. And so I think that that's such a wonderful reminder. And even you saying that it's not just about the app, it's about being in connectedness in a group setting.
It is. We found it. We used to give out the app and some of the self-study materials. We did an evaluation and we found that without the love, it's because it's really about love, without the love of, you know, five other people plus your EBT provider, just a half an hour a week. And what happens is you make these connections so that you can reach out and use the EBT tools when you want them or just listen to someone else. What happens is on the average, people stay in these groups for 1 year.
Wow, cool.
And the reason is they come in and say, well, it's really about food. And then they rewire their food circuit pretty quickly. And then they do their anxiety circuit or their body circuit. But what happens is they do a clean house. They clear away all the emotional clutter from the past. And the group itself for their everyday stress is so rewarding. It's only a half an hour a week. And then every day, because it's kind of like a neuroscientific 12-step program, because it's all based on brain science, but every single day of the year, there is a beautiful group by telephone where you can call in and listen to other people use EBT. And if you sit in that room listening to other people, because the emotional brain has no walls, and the coach is guiding someone who's really upset about something. So there's a real lot of drama to it, you know, and the person is guided through the tools. It takes about 15 minutes or so, and they get to huge joy. And so what happens is that goes into your brain, no matter what you were thinking about that day that you're upset about, all of a sudden you're in joy, you feel in a loving connection. And it's all about higher purpose, because it always ends up going to, why am I doing this? Integrity, freedom, spirituality. So there's this beautiful glow in the room. And so all of this is about the community of people helping people help themselves. We don't need so many of the drugs that we're taking, or even therapy is overused, because essentially, when you learn these EBT skills, it teaches you how to do something called resiliency pathway. Everyone has a resiliency pathway in their brain. And when they're in stress, the bottom of the brain, the reptilian brain, is in charge and nothing's going good. Eight major chemicals that drive overeating are dysregulated. And that's why we feel so bad. You can actually turn off that drive to overeat in the moment when you use the emotional tools of EBT and you spiral up to the top of your brain, where the neocortex is in charge, where you're biochemically at your best, and you look at the same food and you say, wow, I don't really need that. And so what happens is once we have resiliency codified, which we did at the University of California, San Francisco, so anyone can use it, and we give an environment where you only have to come for a half an hour to have five other buddies to work with, and it's inexpensive, what happens is people love it. And they start realizing that they actually have a relationship issue they could rewire, or they have another circuit where sometimes they go numb. So no, you just decide what circuit you want to rewire, and then other people inspire you, and it ends up being a love fest.
That's so lovely. And it truly sounds very empowering. I mean, most of the time when you hear, or when I hear app, some kind of weight loss tool, or even as a psychological tool or so, I kind of think like, oh yeah, whatever, you know, that's not going to work or so. But it sounds very, very empowering. It doesn't sound like you're just getting instruction. Someone's reading a 5-page document and you're supposed to be sitting there and observing or absorbing everything that they're saying. And then 5 minutes later, you're like healed. On the contrary, it really sounds like You have practical exercises, and even just from listening to other people and their experience, you probably often think, oh, wow, I feel exactly the same way. Oh, wow, that's so cool. I had that same experience this week. You feel heard, you feel seen, you feel acknowledged. And that in and of itself, I think, helps a lot with letting go of judgment and letting go of bringing more self-love in there as well, because you realize you're not the only weird person standing in the kitchen at midnight eating your ice cream for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's about love. And the sad part are, particularly for women, but for most people, there's so much judgment about eating and weight. And what we, you know, for example, we never ever check anyone's weight in EBT. Frankly, anyone should weigh exactly what they want to weigh. And there's something really important for your listeners to hear. And that is that whatever weight they're at right now is dictated by their emotional brain. And no one weighs a weight that's not safe in their brain. And if their brain tells them that it's safe to be a little bit chunky or to be even bigger, then you're fighting your emotional brain. Forget it. Understand that your emotional brain rules us, and what we're doing is turning the tables on that brain, rewiring it so it feels safe and loving to have that joy of releasing extra weight. And so that's the point, is that the other idea that I really want your listeners to embrace from EBT is, if it's not about love, don't do it. And what happens is, once you start rewiring circuits, it's hard to explain. And that's why we want people just to try it. Because like a woman yesterday, I was in, they're all groups by telephone, so they're very anonymous. But she came in, and this is a woman who had hypertension. And she was saying, you know, I really want to be off these hypertension medications. I really don't like what's going on. And yet she couldn't help herself. She'd be obsessed about what she was eating. She'd over-focus on it. And so she came into EBT, and she rewired her food circuit. She rewired her anxiety circuit. Her mother had tormented her early in life about she had to have exactly the right body. And she rewired her body circuit. And I just spoke with her this week. And she just said to the group, she says, you know, my health is so much better now. You know, I lost 50 pounds. I had no idea she'd lost 50 pounds. No one sees anyone. We don't talk about the weight. You weigh whatever your body tells you to weigh, and you change any way you're going to. So essentially, it's the focus is off the weight. It's on you connecting to the deepest part of yourself, choosing what circuits you're going to rewire, and then standing back and say, hey, the weight's shifting. That's interesting. Hey, I don't want that extra food. What's going on? It's just biochemical that comes from those circuits.
And it's so beautiful to see how often when we let go of a fixed outcome and we just focus on the habits, the processes, the self-love, how things often happen automatically. Like, even if we focus on sleeping better, on our interpersonal connections and so on, oftentimes the rest kind of falls into place. And I've actually seen that a few times, because you mentioned the letting go of weight. I've seen that a few times when people get out of more or less toxic relationships, or just relationships that they don't want to be in. Afterwards, suddenly their body, quote unquote, allows them to let go of weight. And it's so beautiful. It's like, sometimes it might be a buildup of years where, like you mentioned, it's like an armor that they've almost created for themselves. And finally, they're letting go of that relationship, however it might dissolve and however painful it might be at the time. But afterwards, it's like, I can let go. I have seen that time and time again.
Right. And that's because what was holding on to them is stress, and they found their own way to get past the stress. But what's beautiful to know, and I want to talk about the aspect of natural. Right now, we're a lot of people are using weight loss drugs. And if you're using those drugs, please, I would never make any judgment for you. Only you know what's right for you. But I do want to share with you that there is another option that is better. And let me tell you what it is. Let me tell you the science of it. First of all, the reason that we have such a hard time with eating and weight is because our hunter-gatherer genes were evolved during a time when you were hungry meant you were going to die. Okay? So when you were hungry, when you had a stress of any sort, it assumed it was hunger and that you needed to get as much food in you as possible, and whatever food you got in you had to be stored so you wouldn't expire. Okay, now some people have more of that than others, but it's shared among all humans. Okay, so what happens is we have eight chemicals that when we're stressed collude together to make us hungry, cravings, lethargic, depressed, and gain weight. And those stress chemicals are shut off by EBT. When you rewire that circuit so you're not in chronic stress, also change your lifestyle. If you want to get a divorce or you want to, you know, change your job, definitely do all of that. But it's an inside job, because even if you really want to go on a vacation, let's say you want to go to Tahiti, we take our brains with us and we make troubles with them. So to give you an idea, these chemicals that EBT helps regulate so you naturally lose weight, this is all just natural, are cortisol, dopamine, insulin, ghrelin, PYY, serotonin, and GLP-1, okay, and leptin. Okay, that means when you shoot up with the weight loss drugs, you're going for an agonist of one of those chemicals. What happens is it's not natural. It's not balanced. There's two problems. Number one, you can give yourself those natural chemicals, begin to modulate and to balance all eight of them by using EBT and have a natural lasting solution because you've changed the circuits in your brain. So you have freedom and you have health and it's natural. If you go the other route, which you may want to for some time, and also it's inexpensive compared to the drugs, you just give yourself one of those chemicals and it affects some of the others, but it's not natural and it's not universal. So you have chemical imbalances. Now, for some people, it makes them, they're on those medications, they lose their joy. They're just feeling a little nauseated, a little low. But transmitting joy is why people want to be around you and why your love relationships will be affected. Other people have some really serious side effects, but all of people regain the weight. So setting ourselves up, and this is why I think about all the discrimination against people who have eating disorders or obesity, is now what happens is finally they come out with a drug that requires you to lose your joy, costs you a lot of money, and you're going to fail again as soon as you stop taking it. That's called dependency. And that's not preferable. You know, instead, you can have freedom. You just have to take that time to rewire those circuits in your brain and create more joy in your life.
Yeah, two words that really, really speak to me, freedom and joy. And I love how you're using them so frequently. And I mean, really, what you're saying also is with EBT or any kind of training that helps us go to the bottom of things, we are thinking long term. We're, again, empowering people. It is something that people will benefit from for the rest of their lives. And it's not just momentarily and not a dependency. And I really think that is a wonderful, wonderful approach. I would like to dig just a little bit into the stress resilience, or just in general, the stress aspect that you mentioned in that circuit. Because I think, again, everybody is stressed. Everybody has to deal with some stress. And I do hope that people go and check out EBT or your book, 1-2-3 Joy. But I would also love maybe some, like, one or two practical takeaways, even just from listening to this here, where if someone feels like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed, I do know that I stress eat, I emotionally eat from time to time, what is something that I can do in the moment where I just want to go and grab XYZ, where I can tune into a better brainwave state or tune into that love and that joy and connection?
A couple things is it's an inside job. So turn your attention away from your thoughts about what you should and shouldn't do, and turn your attention to your body, because we experience the activations in our emotional brain in our body. So just go right down to your stomach, right like this, and just say to yourself, this is not me. It's a circuit. I am not bad or wrong. These are chemicals that are speaking to me. So take all of the shame out of it. Also, really quickly, there's five different levels of stress in your brain, right? And with EBT, there's a skill for each one of those levels, and they work in 1 or 2 minutes, so it's fast. But you can also do something that's kind of helpful, which is that stress is good for you. Stress is good for all of us, because what stress does, it gets us excited, it gets us focused. And what happens, there's just two kinds of stress. And you've heard of, you know, good stress and bad stress, but I'm going to give you a definition of it that you can really use right away. It's right in your body. If you can connect with your body and stay present to your emotions, even strong emotions, even let's say you feel really sad or that you feel really angry, as long as you can notice that you are present to the emotions in your body, you are in what's called homeostasis. That's all those eight chemicals that drive overeating are balanced, and you're not going to be having that drive to overeat. If you find that you're disconnected, you cannot connect, and you're stuck more like in depression or anxiety or shame or numbness or hostility, stop everything, jump up and down three times and say, it isn't me, it's a wire. I will not judge myself, and I will eat whatever I want and not judge myself, because essentially what you don't want to do is overeat, which causes stress, and then be stressed about overeating and be stressed that you're stressed. And what happens, you waste the whole night. So stop the suffering. No judgments. It's just a wire. Don't blame yourself. It's biochemical. You can't help it. Love yourself, accept yourself, and then move forward.
Yeah, wonderful message also, not just in regards to food, but I think in general, because often we think, I should be doing more. Why can't I keep up with the stress load? 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I was able to handle it easily, or my sister can handle the same amount of stress easily. Why am I, you know, feeling overwhelmed with all of this? And I think we compare ourselves and then judge ourselves so easily. So I think that's a wonderful call for self-compassion. And one last question, because of course I want to make sure I'm respecting your time, but I know that you are specialize in neuroplasticity as well. And I think often we think, this habit is so ingrained in me, or I've been doing this for years. There is no way I can change this. And I believe often people argue, like, what part of our brain function, our habits, is actually, where do we have neuroplasticity, and where are we, quote unquote, set, or what's genetic, what runs in the family, that type of thing. In your experience from working with lots of people, but or also just from the research, to what extent are our habits, particularly as they pertain to food, are they changeable? Are our circuits changeable?
They're absolutely changeable. We do it every day in EBT. Let me tell you how dramatic it can be. First of all, you come in and there's no guarantees. You're going to learn these skills. They're emotional skills. If you don't use them very often, or if you use them mildly and stay really calm, these are emotional circuits and they will not change. But in these groups, you should hear people. They are loud. You know, they're saying, I hate it that this is going on. You have to actually stress activate the circuit to unlock it. And what happens is, when everyone's using the skills well, with all the joy involved and all the intensity, what happens is, we had a woman that just came in 2 weeks ago, and she already had rewired her food circuit. And she was Italian, and she goes to this big family party where everybody has cakes and cookies. And this is the difference. When you've rewired the circuits, you don't want it. She said, I had no desire. I said, because your desire wasn't psychological, it was biological. So there is no question that essentially you rewire that circuit and it's gone. If it comes back, it can be probably because you didn't thoroughly rewire it, and it's very weak, and then you just sort of hit it again. But essentially, these behaviors are incredibly plastic. And therefore, once people learn how to rewire their food circuit, they're off and running because they get their family involved. So they said, my husband has a drinking problem, and my best friend overspends. And so people start celebrating the power of the emotional brain to change. And quite frankly, this is the answer to our healthcare problem. You can't go any further with medications. We're also medicated out. You can't keep telling people they should exercise or that they should eat, because if you're in stress, you're going to either over-exercise or under-exercise. Stop the judgment. Say, come on in. Learn how to rewire your emotional brain. That's what we're all doing here. And what happens is, it's really fun.
I have to say, I'm very impressed that this lady was able to change her brain circuit even just within a couple of weeks, because particularly when people identify with a particular nationality, or when they have an identity, let's just say, oh, I'm Italian, of course I love food, or I'm, you know, whatever, I come from a a long line of bakers, of course I have a sweet tooth. That's, I mean, that's, that goes back to our identity and our self-belief. And if that's what we're hanging on to, and if that's almost what we're using as a shield, almost as an excuse sometimes, where we're like, my whole family is big boned, or I always, isn't it normal to gain weight over the holidays? That's kind of like, in my opinion, not an easy way out, certainly not, but it's something that we can hide behind. And it's such a big part of our identity that we're not even trying to change it. But what I'm hearing from you is that if the desire is there, and if we are approaching it from the right way, there is really no limit to at which speed we can achieve a change in personality, and also how we feel about it. Because what you told us from this lady is that she actually felt great about her change. It was not like that she went to this family reunion and she was beating herself up. Oh, I can't have that much of the pizza, and I'm just going to stick with the salad, and making suffering through it. It was like, no, I'm having fun here with the people. I'm connecting with the people. I'm enjoying it, but I don't need to overeat.
So what our recommendation is, EBT, whatever you want, and understand that the problem is not you. It's a circuit. Put your effort not on changing your behavior, but changing the circuit. And when you notice that the food doesn't appeal to you anymore in the same way, you could just eat it and enjoy it instead of obsessing about it. You know, you've rewired your circuit. And let me tell you one more scientific fact that's important. Right now, most people are being treated for obesity with either drugs or cognitive behavioral training or mindfulness. Both are not effective in the treatment of obesity. And I will tell you why. They have short-term results where you're really trying to still white-knuckle it and try to be good. They don't go to the root cause, which is these circuits. This is why EBT is different, because the circuits, I want you to imagine that your brain is five file drawers of memories, with the top of the brain, the brain state one, where you feel really great, the top of the brain's in charge, all the way down to the fifth drawer of the brain, where the reptilian brain is in charge, and all those memories that have you binge eating and shutting down and everything are there. So the memories that are challenging to our health are in the bottom of the brain. If you change your thoughts and don't change the circuits at the bottom of the brain, you will not change. So what EBT did, and this has been going on for more than 40 years, it's just that we made it more scientific in the last few years so that it's reproducible and fast, but you actually complain about something, like you complain about, I overeat. And just by complaining about it in a certain way, very quickly, literally in half a minute, you activate the circuit in the fifth drawer of your brain that's actually causing it. If you don't briefly, just for a moment, stress activate the circuit, it stays closed. So instead, you pile up into the top drawers of your brain, the first, second, and third, when you're happy and healthy, all these, I should eat broccoli circuits, and I should eat only protein burgers. So you're piling up the healthy, happy circuits on top of the fight or flight circuits at the bottom of the brain that are the problem. It creates more and more tension. Should I do it? Should I not do it? What EBT does is use a simple way of expressing emotions in your own head to go drill down to the bottom of the brain, activate the circuit, bring that hidden message of why you find out why you overeat, because it's in your unconscious mind, and you find out that message, and you use that message during the next 2 to 4 hours to hit that circuit over and over again, and boom, you change the circuit. How many times you need to do that varies based on whether you can express your emotions or not, but when it hits it, boom, what happens is that drive stops and you have just a little bit more freedom.
That's wonderful. Honestly, I very much appreciate everything that you have been sharing with us today, Dr. Mellon. And I'm definitely going to put all your handles in the show notes, the link to the Emotional Brain Training app, of course, the link to your book, 1-2-3 Joy, Easy Natural Weight Loss, and all your social media handles as well. But I just want to say I really appreciate you taking the time to educate us and to share your wonderful, joyful, and freedom-rich philosophy with us.
Lisa, thanks for all you do. You're spreading a lot of joy right now.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Dr. Laurel Mellon. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go and give us both a follow on Instagram or YouTube. And one more thing before you go, if you are looking for premium supplements, our partner Fat Muscle Project has got you covered. Head to their website for the best protein powders, creatine, vitamin D, and more, and feel free to use our code NCL at the checkout. Thank you for listening, and don't forget, life is too short to be in a body you don't feel good in.